and you discern it's not God and there's no fruit in their life, and it doesn't line up with the word, it's you honor that demonic thing and put it in a place of being the Holy Spirit if you don't rebuke it. That's why Jesus rebuked Peter for letting a demon speak through him the will of the enemy. So rebukes are good because they do not allow even areas where we don't know that Satan might be using us, but it stops that thing from getting honor. So don't take rebukes, which, by the way, there was a word I have for rebuke. It was like a sharp, a very sharp, stern disapproval. Is it like a very sharp, stern disapproval? I'm going to get away from that mic. Okay? It's kind of exciting that God wants us all to grow up. What's he going to do with that? He's calling us as a ministry to put away the foolish things. That's really exciting. Doesn't mean we're not going to have the joy of the Lord. That's not a foolish thing. The joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I think we're going to have more joy the more we reverence and honor and submit to the Holy Spirit in people's lives and honor each other. We're in a culture where there's no honor. See, some people can call me Mrs. Foster, such as Ryan, and he's really honoring me because that was, in his upbringing and all, what you do to honor someone. When Brent used to come, and he was going after God with all his heart, and he called me Reverend Cindy, it was actually honoring me. But then when Jordan called me Reverend Cindy, he was kidding around. I mean, it's just the truth. If my sister came in and called me Reverend Cindy, she'd be kidding around. You say it's about what you're really saying. What is the real, why are you saying this? What are you saying? And I don't mind if people kid around with me. But I need to discern the difference between are they honoring me or are they just kidding around? And you need not to mock or make fun of someone who's honoring. Don't make fun of someone else's kids if they have good manners and yours don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you have the freedom to raise them the way you want to raise them, that you feel led to raise them. And for some people, that's very casual, and that's between you and God. And for some other people, it's really making them know there's a difference between adults and kids. And then there comes an age when they're, you know, Heather's 18 now. There's going to come a time when she'll probably call me Cindy instead of Miss Cindy. For our ministry, it was just last names just seemed so formal. We just never went there. But most of our kids would call my kids always called Teresa Miss Teresa. It was a respect thing. But they may go somewhere else and be required to call their teachers Mrs. whatever their last name is, you know. And so you have to explain to kids what's what and why. What, as long as what you're doing is with the heart to honor and to teach them to honor adults. That's what the Bible says, honor your elders. And so you need to instill that in them however you feel led to do that. But there's other kids who absolutely wouldn't think of giving an adult any honor, and that's wrong. If your kids just think they should look you eyeball to eyeball and call you by your first name no matter what, then maybe you need to really pray about, are you instilling honor in them? We're all to honor one another. Do you see what I'm saying? We need to honor. We need to get everything out of our heart that's dishonoring, because people are made in the image of God. You, let me say this. You know, this is a good example of a real powerful truth on Judgment Day. Do you realize for everything that you don't make right, at least between you and God and between you and people? Now, I'm not saying go tell everybody every bad thing you've ever said about them, because honestly, the line would be so long for me having to hear all that. I don't want to hear what you said bad about me unless you pretty much have a good idea I've already heard it. Because there seems to be a way when you say something bad about someone, it comes back to them, and sometimes worse than it went out. Do you know what I'm saying? But this doesn't mean you run to people who have no idea you've ever said anything bad about them and then give them something to have to deal with. Oh, by the way, I said... Yeah, the big key is to let God change your heart so you won't ever have to worry about doing that again. And then if you find out or God shows you, then you make it right. Do you know what I'm saying? When God convicts you or shows you, then deal with it. If you have a pretty good idea they know, then deal with it. If you think it's just going to hurt them more, then don't be a part of hurting them more. Just mean the change, turn from it, and watch God take care of it. Do you know what I'm saying? But remember this, every single thing that you've ever said about any person, wow, and you haven't gotten it right between you and God, will be exposed publicly on Judgment Day. Now, the fear of the Lord would have you get that right before Judgment Day. I don't want to spend most of my time at judgment with God telling me everything I ever said about everybody and calling them up. I'd rather get that right now and have my judgment part of that be really short. Covered by the blood, covered by the blood, blood, blood. It might be pages and pages of covered by the blood, covered by the blood, covered by the blood. It's probably books. They may need a computer with the most memory possible. And all this is covered by the blood, covered by the blood. I mean, I'm caught and covered where you can't see it. Like his shirt right over it, you know. Can't read through the blood. Darn, don't know what you did. Don't have a clue what you did. A lot of it.
They got a lot of blood on this book.
But I don't know what you did. It's all been forgiven. It's all been forgotten. Compared to, uh-oh. There ain't no red on those pages. Because God's going to make you get the red on the pages. He's going to make you get the red on the pages. If you get the red on the pages now, God can use you in a powerful way. If you don't get the red on the pages now, Satan's going to continue to torment you with the pages. Okay? And so everything that the enemy had you do of a mean spirit, really repent of it and hate it and turn from it and ask God to heal you and set you free from it and then let it go. You know, let's get over it. No condemnation. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Quit letting the devil torment you about something that God can't even read anymore. If you mean it and you turn from it, it's gone. Amen. And only do something about it if God shows you to. Only make it right if he shows you to. Otherwise, he's made it right. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't bring up the stuff you've already put under the blood. You'll spend the rest of your life dealing with your sin when he already dealt with it. It's gone. It's burned. It's in the flames. Boy, that old stuff is in hell. Wow, I'm so glad I'm not there with it. Because I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. God's going to look at me and say, she's a new creation in Christ Jesus. Everything is under the blood. Even sin she did after she realized who she was in the kingdom, she put under the blood the minute she was convicted of it. And it's gone. Yay. I don't know, just quit living in that junk. Let it go. It doesn't matter if it was yesterday, if you sincerely repent and hate it today. If you let condemnation rule, you still have a false judge. So, if you need this altar call for mean or nice, mean or nice, the reason we do this is because the Bible says to renounce all evil. You have to see nice as evil. Can you see nice as evil? Can you see where it was evil when I was nice and the cost? Nice allows Jezebel to operate at your meetings, but then puts a curse on the people who hear Jezebel operate at your meetings and can close down your meetings. Nice allows tares to hang out and mess things up. Nice isn't nice. There's no such thing as nice in the spirit realm. Right? Lord Jesus, forgive me for ever calling anyone mean and for ever receiving that I was mean, for ever kidding about being mean, wanting people to think I was mean. That's a horrible spirit. It takes the life out of us. It gives our spirit over to the enemy. I break the power of calling anyone mean or receiving that I was mean. I forgive people who labeled me mean. But I break the power of the assignment that I was mean. Father, I want you to get that out of me. In Jesus' name. Father, I see the counterfeit that nices. It causes my mind to try to make me become what I want to be so that people will like me instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to do a true work in my life that causes me to be like Christ.